Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, January 24th. Former President Donald Trump has won the New Hampshire primary. It's a huge step towards him winning a third consecutive Republican presidential nomination. But former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she isn't done yet.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation. This race is far from over.
But Trump made it pretty clear he wants her gone now.
She did very poorly, actually. She had to win. The governor said, she's going to win. Then she failed badly.
Haley now faces an uphill battle, and no non-incumbent in modern presidential history has ever won the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary without going on to win their party's nomination. Next up in the contest for Haley is her home state of South Carolina, and at least one super PAC that's supporting her says it's planning to spend millions on ads, mail, and more. And there are some early warning signs for Trump if he does end up as the GOP candidate, with exit polls showing he could struggle to get support from moderate voters. And on the Democratic ticket in New Hampshire, CNN has projected that President Joe Biden will win the primary. He wasn't even officially on the ballot in the Granite State, but Biden loyalists launched an unofficial write-in campaign after worries from Democrats about lagging enthusiasm. It's just a symbolic win for the president, though. Because of an internal party clash that meant Biden didn't register for the primary, his win won't give him any nominating delegates. The Biden campaign was watching the race play out between Haley and Trump, as CNN's MJ Lee explains from the White House.
President Biden saying in a new statement, it is now clear that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, and my message to the country is the stakes could not be higher.
A Russian military plane carrying 74 people has crashed in the Belgorod region. CNN's Fred Pleitgen is in eastern Ukraine with more.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, it's a pretty big incident that happened there in the southwest of Russia around the city of Belgorod. The Russians are saying that an IL-76 transport aircraft crashed there in a big fireball. There was some video out there showing the plane impacting on the ground and a big fireball coming up. The Russians are saying that there were actually 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war on the plane that were meant for an exchange. It's unclear whether or not the plane was shot down. There is still a lot of information that is incoming, but certainly this is a big blow to the Russians. And of course, a massive incident also in that area. Belgorod is very close to the Ukrainian border and also very close to some of the front lines where some of the fighting is going on.
The U.S. has hit targets in Iraq it says were used by Iranian-backed militias. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the airstrikes in a statement yesterday, saying they were in direct response to a series of attacks against American and coalition personnel in Iraq and Syria. Today in Gaza, thousands of displaced Palestinians are fleeing Khan Yunis, as the Israeli military says it surrounded the city amid further operations to the west. The UN says people are fleeing to already overcrowded areas of Gaza. Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera are not holding back. More on that after this quick break. Stars of the Barbie movie are not happy that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig have missed out on Oscar nominations for Best Actress and Best Director. Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera both got nods for their supporting roles in the film, but they didn't hold back about their disappointment over their co-workers getting snubbed. In fact, Gosling said it would be an understatement to say he's disappointed, saying, quote, "There is no Ken without Barbie." Gerwig and Robbie didn't miss out completely, though. Robbie is one of the film's producers, so she's recognized in its Best Picture nomination, and Gerwig is up for Best Adapted Screenplay, along with her husband. We should just say that Barbie was distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, which is owned by CNN's parent company. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.